السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي كان موجودا قبل حدوث الأشياء ويبقى بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. سبحان من لا يخفى عليه اختلاف النيات ولا يعزب عنه معاصي العباد في الخلوات. نشهد أن لا إله إلا هو الملك الذي لا ينازع في ملكه، ونشهد أن محمدًا سيد المرسلين وخير المبشرين والمنذرين، صلى الله عليه وآله. الهداة المهديين، من ركب سفينتهم نجا واهتدى، ومن تخلف عنها ضل فغرق وهوى. أوصيكم عباد الله بالاعتصام بالتقوى، فإنه حبل متين وعروة وثقى. Brothers and sisters, I advise myself and all of you present here for the Friday prayers to observe taqwa and piety, and let this be a reawakening and reminder for all of us that we try to conform to the teachings of our divine religion and to abstain from what is prohibited in our religion as well as what is undesirable in our lives, in our behaviors as human beings. May Allah grant us more tawfiq to observe piety and taqwa in our lives and to give us more tawfiq in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this brief opportunity, we'll speak a little bit about the first couple of verses of Surah Al-Yaseen. The Surah Yaseen is a very important Surah of Holy Quran, and it is called the heart of the Holy Quran. In the hadith of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, everything has a heart, and the heart of the Holy Quran is Suratul Yaseen, Surat Yaseen. I will read the first few verses and its translation in English language, and then try to go a few words and its significance, and especially in the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, with a loud salawat, please. No. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Compassionate, Yaseen, I swear by the Quran, full of wisdom, most surely you are one of the messengers on the right way, a revelation of the Almighty, the Merciful, that you may warn a people whose fathers were not warned, so they are heedless. Certainly the word has proved true for most of them, so they do not believe. The word Yaseen, and many of us read Surah Yaseen on someone's demise or in memory of someone or for for Thawab. And Surah Yasin is something very well known and familiar to all of us. And many of us may have some idea of some of the verses and the meanings of the verses. And these words of Surah Yasin are very familiar to our ears. And it is, therefore, it is important to know more about this surah and its words and the messages that we can get out of this surah for our lives. As I mentioned, that it has been called the heart of Holy Quran, and its recitation has been greatly emphasized. Like, it's very important for us to be accustomed to reading this surah frequently, even on a daily basis, in the morning or at night, that this surah has been prescribed, that something that is on the daily routine of a Muslim, that this surah Yasin should not be a surah just once in a while, although there are hadiths, and probably I'll mention one of them, that says even if a person reads Suratul Yasin once in his whole life, how much benefit that has for this person. So it is said in the same hadith from our sixth imam that he said, "Inna li kulli shay'in qalban, wa inna qalba al-Qur'an yasin." The heart of the Holy Quran is Yasin, and whoever reads this surah before sleeping or in the daytime, before the nightfall, right, he'll be protected and provided during the day, and at night the angels will surround him and do istighfar for him. Hadith is very long. It goes to all the way into the qabr and the day of judgment and into paradise and everything it lists out. And there are many other hadith. Obviously, the importance Muslims give to Surah Yasin is because of the amount of literature and the meanings of this surah and the riwayat that are talking about the fadilat of this surah. All are in such abundance that it has been given importance and it deserves it. And I think, and obviously, the more we read about it, the better it is. Especially it is a surah that awakens a person. Let's see how it starts. Yasin is one of the names of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And in the one of the ahadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, Allahumma salam, he said, "I heard the Holy Prophet say that Allah has given me seven names in the Holy Quran. In Allah ta'ala asmani fil Quran sab'ata asma'in. Seven names. Muhammad wa Ahmad wa Taha wa Yasin wal Muzammil wal Muddathir wa Abdullah." There are seven names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Holy Prophet in the Holy Quran. And there are many such names in the heavens that Allah has for the Holy Prophet. So when you say Yasin, it is basically Allah addressing the Prophet. And in the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salam, he said, "Yasin ismu Rasulillah. والدليل على ذلك قوله تعالى إنك لمن المرسلين." How do we know Yasin is the name of Holy Prophet? Because Imam al-Islam says, because right after it says Yasin, Quran al-Hakim, إنك لمن المرسلين. Surely you are among the messengers. So, O Prophet, you are among the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat. Allahumma salam. So this is the meaning of this refers, and Yasin is, some hadith say that the word Yasin is from Syriani language. It refers to, so Sin means insan, Yasin, oh human. So the Holy Prophet was a perfect human being. Perfect human being, if you want to see in history, who reached the highest place a perfection of a human being as a human being, then should look at the personality of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salam. And when it says Yasin, and in another place in Holy Quran, it says Salamun ala Ali Yasin. So in the Qara'at of Quran that we read today, it says Il Yasin. But Quran, although it's written the same way, but it's read in seven Qara'at. And in the tafasir and commentaries of Holy Quran from our Sunni brothers and many Qurtubi and Fakhr Razi and other writers, great writers of Holy Quran, they have said that the people of Medina generally used to read Salamun ala Ali Yasin. And since Yasin is the Holy Prophet of Allah, Ali Yasin becomes Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa jma'i. Allahumma salam. So obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to his prophet and saying that innaka, surely you are among the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows he's a messenger, and the Holy Prophet also knows that he's the messenger. So why is he saying, surely you are among the messengers? In order to strengthen him, his resolve, and to support him in the face of all the dangers, opposition, and all the difficulties and hardships from the leaders of Quraysh, from hypocrites, from others who were standing in the path of Holy Prophet in his divine mission. Obviously, the Holy Prophet who stood up for change, revolution, reform in the society, and guidance and wisdom of the people, right? He was facing enormous challenges because he was standing against the corrupt people, standing against the oppressors, standing against those who wanted to keep people ignorant, keep people enslaved. So they turned against him and used every possible means to discredit him, to weaken him, to take away his supporters, right? To take away the support that people were giving him, discourage people from being around him. And despite all that, the attraction of the Holy Prophet's personality, the attraction of his words, especially the words of Holy Quran that people heard from the Prophet. Nobody saw Jibreel, nobody saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran that we believe in, and the Quran that we believe is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Quran that was recited by Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much credibility this human being, and we have no way of evaluating it really, that this one person, human being who spoke these words, and the whole world now, even the many non-Muslims, they at least, everybody has a common belief that this is a book that goes to the Prophet of Islam. And there are many who may not be Muslims, still have a sense that it's a revelation upon this Prophet. And he's the last of Allah's messengers, and his message is such that will last forever. And it is the constitution of Islam. It is the book that brings together the major and all the human and universal principles of Islam in one place, which is for the guidance of all human beings. Salawat. So it is for the support of Holy Prophet that Allah is giving. You are among the messengers on the right path. Allah Siratim Mustaqim Tanzeel Al Aziz Al Rahim. A revelation of the mighty and the merciful. So that you will warn a people who were not, whose fathers were not warned before them. We know that in every time among all people, Allah has warners. It's not that Allah has abandoned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has abandoned any people to themselves, not left any guidance for them, not there's nobody among the people who shows them what is right and what is wrong. It has never happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not abandon human beings, any nation, any generation. He does not. Never does that. But in this Quran here, when it says that their fathers were not warned, right? What does it mean that their fathers were not warned? It has perhaps, like in many societies today in this world, right, that their fathers were not warned. So while in the Prophet's own life, the people of Makkah converted to Islam, Arabian society became Muslims, and they were warners in the sense that, for example, there are people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens their soul, that they preach among the people, but not on a global and universal scale, that would speak from a position of authority to all the people to guide them and read a scripture and revelation of Allah for the people. It was not like that. Between Prophet Isa alayhi salam till the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a long gap of about 5 centuries. And there was no messenger, no Rasul or Nabi during those times. So in that sense, Quran is saying there was no warner. But otherwise, other than Anbiya, they were always awliya, and they were always people who had inherited knowledge, right? From sources that they had, their saints and teachers and awliya that they had, and they passed on these teachings to their disciples and students, and they preached to their people. Even the coming of the last messenger was something known to the people of other religious traditions. There were Christian monks and scholars who came to Arabia. There were Jewish scholars who had read in their own traditions that there will be a prophet rising from this area. That's why many of them came and settled in Arabia. There were many who knew the clear signs. They knew the clear sign, just as like in the words of Quran, they knew their fathers, they knew the Holy Prophet is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat. So, but they were not warned in a sense that, in the words of our first Imam, who said that the Prophet came among the Arabs where no one was reading a scripture. And there was no Nabi among them, no Prophet among them, warning them before the Prophet in that society. And there are many societies even today that directly need the guidance of Holy Prophet right now. The message of Islam, which is being distorted so much, it needs to be read to them. And as followers of Holy Prophet, it is our obligation to pass on this message to other people. Obviously, it requires us to be very aware and educated. It requires us to have a good interaction with other people, right? It requires us to be very positive and effective in the society. And all of that for the sake of humanity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is forgiving and merciful, and He is the guide. Whenever a person has good intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides those opportunities to him. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ So, for most of them, the word of Allah has been proven, and they will not accept iman. What does that mean? Well, as we know that the majority of people converted to Islam, أَكْثَرِهِمْ, majority of people of Arabia actually came to Islam. Before the end of Prophet's life, people had embraced Islam, most of them. But it's Quran is saying, أَكْثَرُهُمْ, most of them will not accept iman. Quran is talking about the same people who is talking in Surah Al-Baqarah and other places, the leaders of disbelief, the leaders that misguide the people, the oppressors, the taghut, the majority of them, their hearts are closed. Their eyes and ears are sealed. Their minds are closed to accepting anything. Correct? And in the next verse, I'll just summarize, where Surah Yasin says, verse number 8, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا. Surely we have placed chains on their necks. Imagine a person has chains around his neck, right? And these chains reach up to their chins. The chains are so put around a person's neck so many times that the chains come all the way up to the chin. And they reach up to their chins, so they have their heads raised up. Imagine you have got so many chains on your neck, you can't even look down. Your head is stuck looking up. It is a very interesting way of putting it, that a person, you know, he cannot see reality in front of him. Which is to say that a person refuses to use his intellect. He refuses to understand things, hears things, does not comprehend. Right? Why? Because he's become a muqallid. Muqallid in the sense that blind follower of other people's ideas, social norms, cultural things, right? Values that are made up by people, material values, racism, nationalism, false ideologies, any ideology that is not universal, that all humans would never agree on, only one group of people for gaining power, right? Any such, like their ideologies, their belief system in this world, unfortunately, who consider one group of people as special and other people less than special. That we are the chosen people, for example. If a person, any such ideology can never spread in the world. It is basically used for one group to dominate over others. So a person who is blinded, who has chains around his neck, means that he's blinded by racism. Blinded by false some kind of nationalism, false pride of any kind. Thinks that I am better than other people. Refuses to give the same place to other people. And wants to keep that place only for oneself. That I am better than other people. Well, this is a kind of slavery. A group of people could be like that. You know, sometimes you find yourself among a group of people who think they are superior to other people. And they refuse to listen to the arguments of other people. And it is true for some politicians as well, that they for their own agenda, they promote one ideology and they want to stick to that and do not even cover the facts in the world. They just want to present them in one light. And that is a kind of slavery. The Quran is a very interesting way of putting this, that human beings sometimes, they have such chains around their neck and they refuse to see the truth, which is right before our eyes, but we are not looking at it. We are not focused at the truth. And it blinds a person like that. And the Holy Quran, it is a book which it says, Wal Quran al Hakim. Hakim, usually a word you use for a human being, like so and so is Hakim. Quran says, Wal Quran al Hakim. So the Hakim and Hikmat of Holy Quran, which is shining still today, and especially because of the perfect personality of Holy Prophet who lived this Quran in his life, right? And whose family, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, they lived this Quran after him. Salawat. So I'll just finish with one beautiful hadith from our 8th Imam, Imam Riza alayhi salatu wasalam. When in the court of Mamun al-Rashid, Mamun asked our 8th Imam to tell from Quran how Quran talks about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And our 8th Imam said that regarding Suratul Yasin, he said that Allah has given a privilege to Ahlul Bayt in the Quran that he has not given to anyone, even the prophets. That he has not given that. Because Allah says, Salam to the prophets. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Salam upon Nuh, right? In all the worlds. Salamun ala Ibrahim. But Quran never says, Salamun ala Ali Ibrahim. Salamun ala Ali Nuh. right? Salamun ala Ali Musa wa Harun. It never says that. But Quran says Salamun ala Ali Yasin, which means ala Ali Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ajma'in. That's why we say Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma sallam. May Allah make us among, give us the shafa'at of Ahlul Bayt, and from the grace of Ahlul Bayt, guide us all and increase our taqwa and iman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب وهو الغفور الرحيم سبحان من سبقت رحمته غضبه وبسط اليدين بالرحمة اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبيا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وعلى إمام المسلمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى إمام المسلمين وقائد الغر المحجلين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب اللهم صل صلوات الله عليه وآله وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين وبذأة خاتم المرسلين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله اللهم صل على محمد صلوات الله عليها وعلى الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بلية الشرك والنفاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آبائه الكرام اللهم عجل فرجه وسخل مخرجه أما بعد أوصيكم بعد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات May Allah bless the souls of all the deceased مؤمنين and مؤمنات May Allah increase our iman and faith and guide us to the path of His Prophet and Ahlul Bayt عليهم الصلاة والسلام Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us because of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt that all the honor and izzat and respect that we have is because of the devotion to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And there is nothing else that a person would receive the pleasure of Allah more than through the obedience and devotion and mawaddat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And today all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have come because of Ashura, because of Ahlul Bayt, and because of following the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Today these are days of anniversary of Islamic Revolution in Iran, and it is among the great events of history, all history. That at a time when all over the world, after Second World War, and after the long period of colonization and the exploitation that was continuing, Muslims were in a mental state and they had accepted defeat, they had accepted being lower in way, economically, culturally, in many other ways. They had accepted that, right? And they were impressed by foreign things, Western ideas, Western ways of dressing up, Western values and everything. And from the heart of Islamic seminary, as a person who is a jurist and a person who is a saint, he rose up and campaigned for justice. And led or rally these people, right, in the path of divine message, spirituality, and justice. And despite all the difficulties and hardships and all the sacrifices that people had to give and the trust that people had in the message that he gave, which was the message of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, the revolution came to a success. And today, after 36 or so years, so many years, we see it resonating all over the world. All people have their eyes. Right now, for example, Islamic Revolution and the message of revolution is loud and clear all over the world. I mean, the events that are happening in Yemen right now, just this last few days, there are a minority of Zaydi Shia Muslims who had been disenfranchised, exploited, and persecuted for 120 years, bombed, tortured, massacred, everything, have come and established a government now. And what they are saying is, this is a government where everyone has a role. This is not our government. How many groups in this world you will find where someone will come to power and not exploit it? And allow people their share and say, you are part of this. We want it for everyone, right? This is the teaching of Ahlul Bayt. And the where there is justice, it spreads everywhere. And everyone gets his share. But when there is no justice, and one group wants to dominate others, there is resentment, dissatisfaction. And someone loses in this game. When one person is trying to get all the power in his hand, the others are losing something. And the message of Islamic Revolution is a message which has encouraged people to strive on their own, not to depend on other people. Well, you look at, for example, achievements of Islamic Revolution all these years, the satellite that just went into space, right? And all the scientific achievements, defense in the defense area, and in education, medical fields, and so many other fields that you see how much they have achieved with all the sanctions, right? With all the problems created to export their goods, oil, and other things that made them all more self-reliant. This self-reliance, right, gives a person success in this dunya. When a person is psychologically weak, does not want to trust himself, does not want to work hard, and depends on someone else to rescue him, right, then becomes subservient. Cannot follow the right course because becomes a follower. A leader is a person who can think and stand his ground and see what is right and do what is right, correct? That was the personality of Imam Khomeini, that he gave such a spirit and confidence to Muslim nation that one by one we are seeing all nations, and eventually all nations will find the course of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Because this is the salawat. Because in Islam, this is the only factor that can unite Muslims. This is the only thing that can unite Muslims together. Because the Holy Prophet assigned them this status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned this status to Ahlul Bayt of Holy Prophet. And many scholars appreciate this. Not just Shia scholars. Other scholars appreciate this. When they talk about Ahlul Bayt, they have tears in their eyes. And this devotion, you cannot find for any personality in Islam other than the Holy Prophet of Islam and his Ahlul Bayt, that when people remember them, they have tears in their eyes. When a person remembers Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, or a person remembers Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, tears in his eyes, even if he's not a Shia. There's so many who have been attracted to Islam because of the event of Karbala. How many people gather for Karbala? Why? All of this is because of that. And this takes me one more point, that the education is a responsibility. MashaAllah, we have a Al Hadi school's anniversary coming up, which is tomorrow, and it's being celebrated the day when it was founded. And MashaAllah, how many years we have the school now? 20 years or so? 19 years of MashaAllah, the school has run successfully. And so many, we had 10 or something graduations of high school from the school, and all the hard work teachers are putting in. Everyone should participate, make the school more successful. Education is a primary responsibility of Muslims everywhere, men and women. Everyone has equal responsibility to go into education, higher education, specialize, and you know, be strong. And knowledge gives people strength. You know, al-ilmu sultan, in the words of Rahbar, that knowledge gives people power. And a person who works hard, achieves, you know, through knowledge, this knowledge cannot be taken from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the zuhur of Imam close and help us maintain our successes and increase and spread our message. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwab.
امید غریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا، دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم، گرفتار گودال خونین دل، افکار غمهای زینب، سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر، گل باغ لیلا پریشان، دست علمگیر سقا، نفسهای سجا، نواهای باغ، دعاهای صادق، کس بی کسی های شبهای کازم، حبیب رضا و انیس غریب، جواد الائمه، تمنای هادی، عزیز دل اسگری. پس نگارا بفرما کجایی؟ کجایی؟ کجایی؟